National Weather Service Outlook for Saturday, October 14th through Wednesday, October 18th, called for temperatures to be much above normal and precipitation to be normal. Normal for the Indianapolis area, the average daily high for the 5-day period is 66, and the average daily low is 43. Normal precipitation total for the 5 days is 0.40 inches. At Lawrenceville, Vincent, at 1 p.m., skies were sunny. The temperature was 52, the dew point was 28, and the relative humidity was 39%. Wind was out of the northwest at 10 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.50 inches and falling. At Terre Haute, at 1 p.m., skies were mostly sunny. The temperature was 50, the dew point was 27, and the relative humidity was 41%. Wind was out of the northwest at 10 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.50 inches and falling. Nearby, Evansville was sunny, and 52. Indianapolis was mostly cloudy, and 52. Champaign was mostly sunny, and 53. Mattoon was mostly sunny, and 51. Just outside Indiana, skies ranged from mostly cloudy to mostly sunny. Temperatures were generally in the lower 50s. Once again, at 1 p.m. at Lawrenceville, Vincent, skies were sunny, and the temperature was 52. Once again, at 1 p.m. at Terre Haute, skies were mostly sunny, and the temperature was 50. Flood statement for the East Fork White River. The river is below flood stage. The secondary crest will occur at Shoals early Tuesday afternoon at 9 feet. Specific river forecasts for the East Fork White River, Seymour, Indiana. The latest reading is 10.6 feet at 9 a.m. Monday and was falling. The flood stage is 12 feet. Bedford, Indiana. The latest reading is not available. The crest near 13 feet is forecast Tuesday at 1 a.m. The flood stage is 20 feet. Williams, Indiana. The latest reading is 5.4 feet at 8 a.m. Monday. The crest near 6 feet is forecast Tuesday at 1 a.m. The flood stage is 8 feet. Shoals, Indiana. The latest reading is 8.1 feet at 9 a.m. Monday. The crest of 9 feet is expected early Tuesday afternoon. The flood stage is 20 feet. Do not drive cars through flooded roads. Keep children away from flooded areas. Recreational and agricultural interests should be alert to changing river conditions. Flood statement for the White River. Extensive lowland flooding will continue or occur along the White River from New Newbury in south-central Greene County to Hazleton in northern Gibson County. Flood levels range from 3 to 4 feet above flood stage. In northeast Knox and northwest Davies counties, State Road 358 is flooded and most bottomlands are flooded. Old Vincent Road between Plainville and Edwardport is flooded. The crest was near Petersburg late Monday morning. Flooding was spreading into low agricultural lands and low fields and will close a few county roads. Flooding will last through Wednesday. Specific river forecasts for the White River, Elliston, Indiana. The latest reading was 22.1 feet at 7 a.m. today. The river was falling. The flood stage is 18 feet. Newbury, Indiana. The latest reading is 17.3 feet at 6 a.m. today. The river was falling. The flood stage is 13 feet. Edwardport, Indiana. The latest reading is 20.3 feet at 7 a.m. today. The river was falling. The flood stage is 15 feet. Petersburg, Indiana. The latest reading is 16.5 feet at 7 a.m. today. The river was rising and will crest near 17.0 feet early Monday afternoon. Hazleton, Indiana. The latest reading is not available. The river was rising and will crest near 17 feet Wednesday at 7 a.m. Do not drive cars through flooded roads. Keep children away from flooded areas. Recreational and agricultural interests should be alert to changing river conditions. This is National Weather Service Radio WWG83 in Edwardport.
High pressure extending from Texas to the western Great Lakes will continue to build eastward and influence the region's weather through midweek. Here is the forecast for Indiana and surrounding states. For today, it will be mostly sunny across Illinois and western sections of Indiana and Kentucky. Skies will be partly sunny to cloudy elsewhere. Afternoon highs will be in the 50s, except in Ohio, where temperatures will be from the mid-40s to mid-50s. For tonight, expect clear to partly cloudy skies over all but eastern Ohio and eastern Kentucky, where it will be mostly cloudy. Low temperatures around the region will be in the 30s. Now the National Weather Service forecast for the Vincent and Bicknell areas. Freeze advisory tonight. Today, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, clear. Lows 30 to 35. Light winds. Tuesday, sunny and warmer. Highs 65 to 70. Extended forecast. Wednesday, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 30s. Highs around 70. Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. Highs 70 to 75.